Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Paul Broads, I hope you've had a lovely festive winter Decemberville and, like me, are struggling to move right now. I'm fairly sure I'm at the point where I'm going to visit a GP any day, having found a mysterious lump, and they'll tell me it's just a roast potato that had nowhere else to go. It's very nearly 2019, the UN's year of the periodic table of chemical elements, which makes sense, as post-Christmas I've been releasing some very noble gases. Yes, a fart joke. But before the new year arrives, it is Parpol Bro tradition, well, as of last year, for a few predictions from our least favourite, whatever the opposite of a prophet is, a trumpet maybe? Yes, that's right, it's Nostradamus and his predictions. Greetings, followers and wackalites, and yes, here we are again at the dawn of a new annum and year as well. My, didn't 2018 fly by like the blink of an eye, an eye with severe conjunctivitis and blinks that last 365 days. It was a year that in the future, historians will refer to it as that fucking year, and they will, I have foreseen it, and five seen it too, because I'm that good. So, what will 2019 bring, apart from a year that when you write it down and turn it on its side, it looks like a small Cyclops Elvis? Go on, do it, see? Well, fear not, my petty person credules, for I am here to give you a kickstart, or at least a stumble, so that you fall on your face slightly before everyone else does, and let you know just what's in store for the upcoming year. If you'll remember, at the end of 2017, I predicted such events as... By July, Theresa May will still cling on to number 10, using an industrial clamp and a full bottle of Loctite. It will take 3 weeks for the fire brigade to free her, though this is mainly because after years of public sector pay freezes, they refuse to treat it as an emergency. In October, after the UK has only managed trade agreements with just Austria for low tariffs on wieners and selling the mass exports of Toby jugs, Theresa May announces that everything is going brilliantly and is the best ever, and that she wants a Brexit that is crispy on the outside but soft in the middle. Every single Brexit advisor resigns in August, causing May to announce that her new advisor is Paul the Octopus. And when she's told that he died in 2010, she refuses to comment. In September, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson writes an article for The Telegraph called "If You Close Your Eyes, It's Like None of It Is Happening," before denouncing that article a week later by saying he's never closed his eyes in his life, instead using his stupid fringe as a shield against dirt or light. calls for him to resign come a week later when he tweets a link to the locations of all UK Secret Service agents around the globe before deleting it and saying it wasn't an accident, it was nonsense, and why would agents be in any of those countries when they're all clearly shitholes? Before then having to retract that as well and individually visit each shithole and apologise, which he does, but only while being racist about them at the same time. And of course, all of that came true. All of it. So with that in mind, and it is all in my mind, be prepared for some serious future true things for 2019. Ministers will vote almost unanimously for May's Brexit deal after she renames it Not May's Deal. The only MPs who don't vote for it are Prime Minister Theresa May herself, who forgets that she renamed it and won't vote for something that isn't her deal, and David Davis, who gets stuck in the toilet and after 12 attempts to get out that mainly include hoping someone else will do it for him, he decides to just quietly live in there as it clearly won't be as bad as everyone says, and then he isn't discovered until 2022, where he's managed to survive largely on toilet roll and toilet water. As a result of this, Britain will slowly peter out of the EU like an 80s power ballad. Most countries in Europe won't even realise the UK has left until they notice the milk in the fridge is 10 months old. The British public have mostly stopped caring, but one man insists on replying to every MP on Twitter with the words, "Europe? What about my rope?" And no one has a clue what he means. Noel Edmonds is made Brexit Secretary, but leaves within 9 days. Labour will finally announce their Brexit stance in July, several months after the UK has already left, assuring voters that they'd like to keep one foot in Europe and one out, straddling the Channel like a shit colossus, occasionally weeing on a ferry. Because it's too late to actually change the negotiations, instead Peter Jackson buys the rights and makes it into a film starring Tilda Swinton and a packet of crisps. In February, Home Secretary Sajid Javid will step up his leadership bid by having himself deported. Theresa May will hold on to power, but only because her fingers are so rigid that she can't let go of a battery that she picks up in January. She resigns as Prime Minister after deciding the only way to gain popularity is to dance through every public appearance and insists on attempting to floss during a memorial on Armed Forces Day in June, causing St. John's Ambulance to attend to her, assuming she's having a fit. And so an immediate leadership race starts in the Conservative Party, but after absolutely no one can garner enough support to stand, Boris Johnson, Jeremy Hunt and Amber Rudd all become Prime Minister at once, deciding on all policies by using the improv three-headed monster game where they can only each say one word at a time. Nearly all policies for the rest of the year consist of the word "and" 600 times. A general election is called very quickly. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn decides not to run in that general election after announcing that he respects all voters and all participants and their points of view equally. As a result, Labour donate all their votes to food banks, which is rendered useless when the three-headed beast Prime Minister makes a policy that food banks are only for the very richest to deposit their food in and gain tax-dodging levels of yummy interest on them in the form of cronuts. Boris Johnson decides that people might like him if he campaigns against Japan's commercial whaling industry, but while over there on a visit in August, he is harpooned and used for his blubber. The Liberal Democrats double in number after visiting a hall of mirrors as part of a team day. Former Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab is taken into care after he's found shouting, "Where's the switch to turn you off?" at the moon. In March, Anna Soubry threatens to resign from herself after announcing that her own inability to rebel against all the government decisions she pretends she doesn't like is letting the country down. But then she doesn't bother and says it's Jeremy Corbyn's fault. UKIP leader Gerard Batten hires a potato as their new policy advisor on immigration. In the US, the government remains on shutdown after President Trump insists on trying to restart it using Control-Alt-Delete on his keyboard and then hires in someone who's never used a computer to do it too. Saudi Arabia vow to modernise more and announce that they'll be allowing women to stone themselves from April onwards. They also announce a moratorium on journalists who criticise the regime, but due to a translation issue, that's just what they name the place where they bury all the limbs of those they chop up. Yellow vest protests continue in France throughout the year, despite Macron consistently changing his policies. Bizarrely, though, his approval ratings go up tenfold after it's revealed that road accidents have reduced dramatically. And of course, there are all the many things that I just can't tell you about. All you'll get all stressed and panic by kitchen roll and cocktail sausages, and that just can't be risked right now, as I'm a responsible soothsayer and I speak only soothing things like, ooh, clean sheets. But what I, Nostradamus, can predict is that you will have a very interesting year, ruined only by weekly, partly political broadcast podcasts, which should help you to sleep in between all the panicking. Happy surviving! Mwah!
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, not sure any of those are valid. Thanks, Nostradamus. So instead, I can't just leave you on that, some very unvalid predictions. Instead, here are some predictions from some more reliable sources to get you going. Yes, that's right. I asked some comedians I worked with over the past few weeks for some info on what they think is going to happen in 2019.
How would we?
I think all of us Remainers are going to be proved massively wrong, and actually Brexit's going to be a massive success. Yeah, it's going to be really great.
That's beautiful. I'm really pleased to hear that.
I haven't been living in a cave for the last 6 months, but I'm guessing it's all going great, is it?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your cave.
Thank you very much.
Great. Yeah. The past year, 2018, has been completely crazy politics-wise. What do you think the future holds in 2019 for politics?
Well, this is sort of cheating because, as you know, I'm a time traveller and I have been to the future. So I can tell you 100% that in 2019, the floor is made of lava, like everywhere. So there's no politicians or anything because they're all melty.
So do any of us survive? What can we, like, any tips?
Stand on chairs. They, for some reason, they seem to be impervious to lava, as the scientists have told me. Or couches as well. Yeah. Those are lava retardant.
Thanks, Beck. That's really invaluable advice. Everyone get on your chairs.
Yeah.
Get on your chairs. January 1st?
January 1st through till December 31st, 2019, get on your chairs. Lava retardant is my MC name, by the way.
In February, the WASP overlords will finally reveal themselves, and so it really won't matter about Brexit.
Do we all get stung to death, or do we get ruled as, like, sort of slaves to WASPs?
I think we just get very quickly worked into the side of the hives. You know, like, we just become sort of fodder that makes the walls. And it's a very slow and painful death, but in many ways, it's a relief because it's been a terrible couple of years.
Great. What are you going to do in January then, until it happens?
Oh, January. I've got a couple of gigs, so... I should die quite solvent, which is something my mother would have wanted.
Oh, that's great. Good, yeah. Good. I'm very glad. Nick!
I think that we will discover that Theresa May literally cannot be killed. I think when we discover that she's descended from Rasputin, they've tried everything, there's no confidence vote has gone through. At the time you're listening to this, for all I know, her head will have come off and just grown back. She will be held down in a shallow puddle for 40 minutes and she'll just come up and go... She's like the Black Knight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Nothing kills her. And, you know, she's there to bring us the Brexit that we wanted, even though that was not quite clear from the referendum question. If I absolutely had to try and do something for... Well, my political prediction is... That it's really bad, man. It's really bad. It's the people are going to get even more split, even more kind of polarised. And
well, let me ask you then, in which case, what's your no deal Brexit survival tip? Have you got one?
Oh, yeah, I have one. Yeah, I have an Irish dad.
Oh, damn you,
and I've got his birth certificate. Finally, literally, like 2 days ago. Finally, I've got his birth certificate. So I am an Irish citizen. Unfortunately, my wife isn't, and without living in Ireland for a while, she won't be one. So that won't help me, because I'm not going to move to the rest of Europe, but it'll help me gigging in the rest of Europe.
Do you have a favourite tinned good that you'll be stockpiling?
Yeah, like those worms that leap out of you. I mean, that's going to be what's left, and I think by selling those with new labels on them...
Frankie, 2019 political predictions. Where there's a lot of areas that we could cover. How about Brexit? Let's start with Brexit.
Do you want my guess, or do you want like analysis?
Your informed political is there analysis? It's kind of all guess, isn't it, right now?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think like. The most likely thing to happen, like if you take them in order, is the most likely thing is we go out of the EU by automatic operation of law, because nothing has to happen for that to happen. So it's already been passed with Article 50. And the second most likely thing is that they go for Theresa May's deal in some way. Because, again, nothing has to happen for that. It's already been negotiated and everything else is more difficult. So they could legislate for a second referendum. And it could be, like, as we talk now, it could be that Theresa May is trying to organise that. But even now, she's doing it through a cutout, isn't she? She's organising it through... It's supposed to be... They're doing it behind her back. What, who? The Deputy Prime Minister. Oh, OK. So she's trying to maintain some kind of semantic distance even from that. So that, I think, is the third most likely thing to happen. But, you know, there's certainly things like that can happen.
Have you got preparations for a no deal? Have you stockpiled stuff?
No, but I'm about to start.
Choice tinned food? What are you going for first?
I think just really overshop at Christmas and then have a really, really... also, like, you want to stockpile stuff that makes you want to die. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking Friends box sets, fucking Quince... pickle, you know, if you've got a bunker full of good stuff, I mean, you're just living on in misery, aren't you? Eating from fucking hampers. I mean, you're much better to get something that's going to push you out there and fucking get a few bodies in before it's all over.
That's solid advice. Trump?
And Trump will just roll on. I mean, all that kind of misplaced optimism people have of Miller's gonna get him, and you know, it's all just kind of like magical thinking. Again, it's exactly like the Article 50 thing with Brexit. The most likely thing is that Trump rumbles on to the next election, because to stop that happening, something has to happen, and you know, nothing's going to happen. I can't believe people are encouraged by the idea that whatever malfeasance he's involved in might be with Putin, so therefore the information about it will be in Russia, like the most difficult place to get it, guarded by the most difficult, devious fucking person. Where they've literally changed all their, you know, the FSB files are paper now, so they can't be taken out of the build, so they can't, you know, they can't be cyber attacked. You've literally got to steal a paper folder, Mission Impossible file. It's not to say it's not true or that that couldn't happen, but it's unlikely to happen.
Are you of the thing, this is what I often think, is that the reality is far more boring than the, you know, what we're told. You know, that this idea that there's lots of intelligence, cyber, all these things that are going on, I often wonder if people are actually good enough to do most of that.
Do you know why it's boring, though? Is that there isn't, like, there isn't action-reaction in the same way that we think of it in a narrative from a film or a book. So I don't think someone like Putin does things so that other things happen. I think he would consider that to be an incredibly naive way of looking at the world. I think he's probably more like someone like J. Edgar Hoover or something like that, where he creates situations where certain things are more likely to happen, or where options narrow. I mean, you look at some of the stuff about, did Russian bots interfere in Brexit and Cambridge Analytica and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it seems like if you believe all that stuff, what they were actually trying to do was narrow the range of things that might happen. You know, and I think there's a lot of that goes on. You know, I think their idea of if you could get them all to sit in a room and listen to what we thought had happened with Cambridge Analytica during Brexit, they would find it incredibly naive.
So, what do you think? Are there going to be any political hotspots next year? Anything you think that we should look out for? Anything, in fact, is there anything you're particularly concerned about next year, apart from, obviously, the things that we've already mentioned?
The rise of the right in Britain is a real thing and a real danger. And there's also a quite patrician element on parts of the left, or really what I guess what gets called the centre in Britain. I don't really think of it as being the centre of anything. It seems quite radically right-wing in some ways. But those people that are like, a second referendum's okay, how dare you threaten me that the right will rise as a result of this. I mean, you're just ignoring reality. I mean, you're just ignoring, if there's a second referendum which doesn't have a hard Brexit on the paper, which is quite likely. I mean, that's what most people mean by a second referendum. It's not really talked about, but they mean some form of deal or remain. Then that will unleash a lot of far right forces in Britain, and that will give them something that they can really work with. And remember, they don't give a fuck about Brexit. Tommy Robinson, like the right in Britain historically, are very unbothered about immigration from Europe. That's not their main area of interest. They have a different area of interest. They're extreme racists. You know, they will have a field day.
There was that interview, wasn't there, with the person who used to work with Tommy Robinson, who said that mainly he sits around just eating crisps all day, which I thought was an amazing insight.
It's not even his real name. Like, so he's got a real name that sounds like his fake name's fucking probation officer. I mean, in Britain, and the history of kind of racism in Britain, I mean, it wasn't until, like, we joined the EU that anyone even thought about immigration from Europe or even quantified it in any way, because there were loads of people immigrating to Britain post-war from Europe, more than from the Commonwealth, that nobody ever really talked about. And the idea now that they would be swept up in some kind of Windrush type thing because, you know, their grandparents came from Poland or something, it's just ridiculous. You know, and that's because they're white, and that's, you know, that's an incredibly racist position that we find ourselves in.
So, the hardest question, is there anything that we should be looking forward to next year? Apart from New World Order, the next series, obviously. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could look forward to stuff. You might get a general election that got rid of the Tories. I mean, you might do, but they're just very unlikely to call an election until their polling's much better. You might get Trump impeached or something. It's incredibly unlikely. Yeah, you know, I'd say concentrate on your favourite sports team. Keep your head down till maybe about 2023 and, you know, things might get better.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Big thanks to Howard, Bet, Johnny, Paddy, Nick and Frankie for that. The podcast will be back in a couple of weeks unless it needs to return quicker. And why not start the year as you mean to go on by donating to the ko-fi.com/partpolebros site, which now has a monthly donate option too. Ooh, you can buy me a coffee every month. Or the patreon.com/partpolebros site. Or even just give the show a review or tell someone you know to give it a listen. Go on, make it a resolution. My resolution, FYI, is going to be to not do things I don't want to do. Which do mean that I'm going to have to quit the podcast and stop changing my daughter's nappies till 2019. Joke! I am not going to quit the podcast. Have a very happy new year, or at least not a shit one. Bye!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.